Companies that make everything from steering wheels to tailpipes to car stereos are affected by the auto industry's woes. Suppliers are slashing jobs and in some cases shutting down entirely. Tenneco is among those cutting back its operations. It's a $6 billion global manufacturing company that makes ride control systems, such as shock absorbers and struts, and also emission control products. Greg Sherrill is Tenneco's CEO. I talked with him about the company's announcement last month that it was restructuring and cutting jobs in response to the industry downturn.
The sort of permanent jobs that we had to cut were around 1,100 globally.
Mm-hmm. And how much of your workforce is that?
We have 22,000 people totally.
So if I'm doing the math right, that's about 5% of the permanent staff.
Yes, it's easily double that that's off work right now with what we call the flexing of plant employees that are simply not at work on any given week because that product line is not needed by that particular customer.
And you also, I think, had to close a number of facilities?
Yeah, that's included in that. We are closing 4 facilities here in North America and restructuring a 5th.
Well, how much of this scaling back would you say is directly linked to the problems of the big 3 automakers in Detroit?
Well, it's really related to the issues we're seeing, industry-wide right now. Certainly the big 3, they still make over half the vehicles here in North America, and they're major customers of ours. But Toyota's a big customer, Volkswagen's a big customer, Nissan's a big customer. So on and so forth. But the industry problems or the volume problems that have hit, the sales issues that we're seeing, are affecting everyone.
What are you hearing from your fellow suppliers when you talk informally? What are they saying to you?
Well, the biggest concern we have, we're really seeing an unprecedented situation easily since World War II in the automotive industry. The main problem is the credit issue that hit with the whole Wall Street crisis really since mid-September, and it did 2 things to the automotive industry. It just wrecked consumer confidence, and of course, the big-ticket items are the things you're going to pull back on the first, and a car is certainly in that category. And secondly, it created a huge problem for businesses to access credit, and the immediate concerns that we have are really more related to that and is why we see that there ought to be some sort of bridging loan to help, some of these car makers get through this immediate crisis that they certainly didn't cause and they're now very much a victim of that I've just described.
You're saying that the automakers didn't cause this problem, but certainly on Capitol Hill, we've heard a lot of voices this week saying, companies, you are partly responsible for what's going on. Top management is to blame. Poor operations are to blame. And what we need is not a bailout or a bridge loan. It's a complete overhaul of the industry.
And I understand that that's a lot of the rhetoric that we've been hearing. But I think certainly, decisions that have been made, contracts that have been signed in the past, there's a lot of, blame we could lay everywhere. Yes, they are as involved as anyone in the world in the overall situation in the auto industry. But I don't think, that they can be held responsible for the severity of this economic downturn and how severe it's hitting, the automotive industry in particular. And then when you look at the number of employees, not only at the Detroit 3, but right down through the supply chain, and the effect it can have on an economy that is already weakened to the degree that it is, I don't think any of us really want to see the results of that.
Mr. Sherrill, there was a study by the consultant Grant Thornton that estimated that 1/3 of auto suppliers are in danger of collapse. That's a really shocking number. Does that sound right to you?
I think it could easily be that if this thing went out to the very worst-case scenario.
Greg Sherrill, good to talk with you. Thanks very much.
Okay, Melissa, thank you.
Greg Sherrill is Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of the auto part supplier Tenneco.